From 1976 to 1977, the Stephen Foster Folk Culture Center, through a grant from the Florida Bicentennial Commission, hosted a series of American folk music. In addition to performances by Pete Seeger, Doc and Merle Watson, Gene Ritchie, and the Kingston Trio, the series also included a day with a traveling portable folk festival. The Portable Folk Festival was sponsored by the National Folk Festival Association and hosted by folklorists Guy Carawan and C.C. Conway. The festival brought a diverse group of musicians from their respective homes to audiences around the Southeast. The tour featured bluesman Johnny Shines from Tuscaloosa, Alabama, coal miner and balladeer Nimrod Workman, Bessie and Vanessa Jones of the Georgia Sea Island Singers, and the North Carolina-based Red Clay Ramblers String Band. This podcast features highlights from their performances recorded April 16, 1977 at the Stephen Foster Folk Culture Center. We'll hand the mic over to Cousin Thelma, Guy, and Cece, and let the musicians share their traditions at the Portable Folk Festival.
The big show is about to begin. It's a pleasure and an honor to welcome the Portable Folk Festival here for the first time in the grounds of Stephen Foster Center. Let's welcome C.C. Conway and Guy Carawan.
We have a pretty interesting bunch of people here. People of retained material has come over from the British Isles, from Africa. We have coal miners, people who live up here in the Sea Islands off the coast of Brunswick, one of the best, greatest living blues singers in the country, Johnny Shines. And the person who helped pull a lot of this festival together to take around the South is C.C. Conway. And I want to introduce C.C. Conway to you. She's a folklorist up at Chapel Hill, and she's also married to Tommy Thompson, the Red Clay Rambler, and she made a beautiful film about a Piedmont banjo player named Dink. This is Cece.
Thanks. One of the purposes of the folk festival is to try to bring back to the Southeast the folk music that's grown up here and that's more vital than probably any other part of the country. The first person who's going to play for you today is a blues singer from near Tuscaloosa, Alabama. The blues was one of the first original Afro-American musics to emerge in this country. It came around 1900 after the end of the minstrel era and after the guitar became widely available. The man who's gonna play for you is an incredible blues player. I'd like for you to meet Johnny Shines.
Really a pleasure to be here with you all. When y'all get tired of hearing my noise, just tell me stop. Just throw up your hands and stop right now. You know, I'll quit. I like to stop. Matter of fact, I'm pretty good at stopping. You know, you can beat me starting, but you can't beat me stopping. If it's paying me for stopping, boy, I'd be rich. Have you ever loved a woman? No, man, you got to pay the cost. Did you ever love a woman? God knows, love you all.
baby, she used to lay out in love with one. Now, man, you got me to come. Well, at the end, she really went out. God knows, love you long.
Song myself. Matter of fact, I shouldn't ever forget the title. Thank you.
she don't love me. So many times we get up in the morning. We just take it for granted that we had to wake up this morning. But that really isn't true. You woke up because the good Lord decided he'd spare you over another day. The day. Ask him. Stand by me. Thank you.
sailor. Rick to me, do red right. Baby, come right here. I got a gal, she's 6 feet tall. Feet in the kitchen, my hands in the hall. Not to put baby, got for sale, I mean. Baby, got for sale. Well, I didn't have nobody in the world.
We both have gotten something out of it. I really enjoyed myself playing for you. Hope to be able to play for you again at some future day. The main thing about it is, let's all of us learn to love one another. And we'll be very, very successful. In other words, if I don't want you to stand on my feet, I won't stand on yours. Thank you.
Some of the earliest kind of folk music was the unaccompanied ballad, and the next man who's going to sing for you does that style. He also does mining songs. He spent a lot of time up in West Virginia. In fact, until a couple of months ago, lived just up the hill, sort of from Williamston, which you know was done in very badly by that flood. His daughter's also a very fine singer and excellent dancer, and both of them were just in the film Harlan County, USA, which won an Academy Award. If you have a chance to see that, you'll be able to see them in it and hear them, and there's some other good folk music in that. Right now, I'd like for you to meet Nimrod Workman and his daughter, Phyllis Boynes.
Jesus was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane. The rope takes him all the way through to the cross and shows you what happened. I wrote this song. Me and my daughter's going to do that together. This is on our album. We're going to do this one together. All he loves. I worked in the coal mines for 42 years. Me and my wife had 13 children, still got 11 of them living, about 60-some grandchildren, besides the great-grandchildren. I'm 82 years old, and I thank the Lord I'm still on the way. I tend my own gardens, I sing, I draw my paintings, I've taken black lung from working in the mines, I picked them up in Washington, D.C. I'm a good Democrat. I like old Bird, he was Democrat, but I wanted a good one. So he runs off from the White House and goes home, and I followed him home, picketed him, threw the picket line on him. I stayed there, we got to pay for coal miners for black lung. I won on them. Before I got done with them, they invited me to Central's cafeteria to eat with them. I said, I'll take that too. I stayed with them. I didn't give up. That's what you got to do. When you got your battle to fight here, and you got to fight it for yourself and stand on your own 2 feet. That's the way I do it. I taken black lung and I wrote this song, Black Lung Song. Went into my place this morning and I got down on my knees. Couldn't load no coal, all I could do was cough and wheeze. Got that new McCormick ocean back long too. You get one, you got the other, either way you lose. I'm an old coal miner and I've beat dust all my life. I'm too old to learn a new trade. What can I tell my wife? Got that new McCormick black lung too. You get one, you got the other. Either way you lose. Got 13 little children, and they've all got to eat. No clothes upon their back, no shoes upon their feet. Got that new McCormick shoe, black lung too. You get one, you got the other, either way you lose. But when I get up in heaven, St. Peter's gonna cry. When I tell him the reason poor Nimrod had to die with that new McCormick shoe, black lung too. You get one, you got the other, either way you do. When I get up in heaven, I'm gonna hug St. Peter's neck. When he tells old Paul and Silas, giving me his black lung check, cure that new McCormick check, black lung too. You get one, you got the other, either way you lose. I get paid for it too, yeah. Get paid as long as I live. No longer than the Social Security. I didn't quit. Another one I wrote, 42 years, coal mine. Welfare system, they told me, said, there's work you can do. Had a slip disc and back, black lung. Doctor said, you'll never be able to work anymore. Just get out. Welfare system, before I could get on Social Security and get it lined up, they said, there's jobs you can do down in Columbus, Ohio. Said, they've got jobs down, all you got to do is just sign a paper and go out there and read easy. Down and get you a job. I went down. Well, I got a job. They said, give me a slip, said, you go to the doctor. I went to the doctor and I began to hear them say, talking to each other, two doctors. They said, this man's lungs have broke down. He's not able to work. So, winds up I had to go back home, you know. And they asked me where all this happened. I told them it's a coal mine. I said, well, you go back to the coal mine and let them pay you compensation. Which they'd rather die if do that, give you compensation. They ain't going to give you nothing. They can get by with it. 42 years is a mighty long time. For to lay behind tall down in a coal mine. But down in that deep hole where them bright lights did glow, back in a dark room, I was fading up cold. My bones, they did ache me, and my kneecaps got bad. Down on that hard rock, on a set of knee pads. The motors were shifting, I got sand in my heart. Both lungs were broke down from breathing bad air. Well, it sent me to Columbus to find a new job. They sent me to the doctor, and I heard them say, both lungs is broke down, you've seen your best day. Both lungs are broke down, and you've seen your best day. Go back to that coal mine where they got you this way. I went back to the coal mine, and the boss man did say, the company don't want you, and compensation won't pay. The doctors, they told us, just didn't get you this way. I was working in the coal mine. I'm going to sing you all I usually sing. It's Never Where I Go. Of course, it don't make no difference what a man is, a Democrat or Republican, if he's good and he likes to hear what people are doing to him anyhow, don't he? Especially the working class of people. None of them gets it. They're going to stick all the money in the pocket, and they ain't going to give us any of it, unless we do a double share for it. And then we've got to keep guiding them to get that. That's the way I found it all these years I've worked. I worked in a coal mine ever since Woodrow Wilson was president. Way back there. I'd bother my TV a whole lot. I'm off bad to get out in the garden, you know, and work, and then run in and watch a program on TV. And I'd come in and turn it on. I was Watergate on it. Watergate. I'd turn it off and get back out in the garden. I'd come back in, you know, and maybe it was off. And my wife would turn it on. I was Watergate again. I got tired of that thing, and I just wrote a song on it. Either I went up and looked at the Watergate in Washington, D.C., you know, it's up on Smith's only a festival. I found out what the Watergate was, you know. Come on, boys, and we can't wait. Come on, boys, and we can't wait. I gotta go down by the Watergate. The Watergate boogie, the Watergate boogie, the Watergate boogie, she's about got me. Well, if one more man could tap the line, and he taped the door, and the Watergate bugs all over that floor. The Watergate boogie, the Watergate boogie, she's about got me. When my wife come home, turned on the TV, the Watergate bugs was peeping at me. Watergate, Watergate, Watergate boogie, she's about got me. I'm an old Democrat going down the track, shaking them a lot of bugs off my back. It's the Watergate boogie, it's the Watergate boogie, the Watergate boogie, she's about God and me. That Watergate get anything. I don't know how long I've got here. One more. It isn't a hardening, ain't nobody sings it like I do. Because, you see, they just sing about halfway down it and don't know what it goes to. Not born and raised in East Virginia, to North Carolina, here I did go. Holding up a fine young lady, her age and name I did not know. Her harbor of a dark brown color, her cheeks were of a rosy red. Upon her breast she wore white lily, where I long to lay my head. Well, I'd rather be up some dark hollow where that sun will never shine. I'd for you to be another man, darling, when you promised you'd be mine. Oh, darling dear, go and ask your mama if my bride you can ever be. And if she says yes, we'll go and get married. But if she says no, we run away. I will not go nor ask my mama, for she lives on her bed at rest, all in her hand a bloody dagger. She'll kill that man who out of bed. Oh, darling dear, go ask your papa if my bride can ever be. And if he says yes, we'll go and get married. And if he said no, we'll run away. I will not go nor ask my papa. He lays upon his bed at rest, in his hand he holds a weapon to kill that man for all of this. He said, take me back to East Virginia, where them pines grow long and tall, from away from my been the cause of my downfall. Honey, when I'm dead and in my coffin and my face to the sun, you can look upon me, little darling, and just think of what you've done. Now, I have those albums over here, and that first song me and my daughter sang, which it's on it, a lot of other songs. Everybody wants them.
You go up about an hour and a half north of here, you come to Brunswick, right off the coast there is St. Simon's Island. There's a woman who's been living there for about the last 35 years who grew up in southwest Georgia, came down there to make her home in the Sea Islands, and joined a group called the Georgia Sea Islands, and has traveled all over this country and all over Latin America. And she's just a treasure house of black folklore. Old work songs, the songs they brought over from Africa, that still lingers, the sounds from that part of the world, and the songs they used to load the boats, the work songs, the folk tales, High John the Conqueror, all the children's game ring plays and game songs and all the beautiful religious songs. So Bessie's full of all of that. She could keep you going for 2 hours or 2 days with all that music. Now I want to introduce Miss Bessie Jones and Vanessa Jones.
Say that's what Paul was talking about, laying down the worldly things. You know, I want to sing my own song right now. I try to. It's still Easter time, but anyhow, I'm going back this way. I think it was 65 years ago, I think, or something like that. I mean, maybe a little longer. About 65, I think. Yeah, somewhere in there. Anyway, I'm gonna sing this song. Y'all gonna help us sing it. Most everybody knows the old song. God moved. Out on the water, April the 14th day, yes, God moved. Out on the water, everybody had to run and pray. The Titanic and left South Hamilton with all their food and game. But when they struck that iceberg, I know their mind was changed. Didn't God move? I won't see you.
than 1912, when the ship had a wreck by an iceberg, went down forever to 12. Yes, God moved. I don't know what I even. It's almost too sad to tell. 1,600 went down forever to spell. Yes, God moved. I don't know what else. Everybody, I know God moves there. I don't know what else. Everybody had to run and pray. Thank you, my friend. I love that. So that's very old. I was around 10 years old when I learned it. So I want to thank God for it. All them good old things, I'd like to go back and get them up again. All right, we're going to sing the goat. You give me the goat to drink water, understand it? Give me the goat to drink water. That's the way they sang it. So I'm not off. I'm just saying exactly what the way they did it. I'm keeping it up the same way. I wouldn't say give me a R or give me A, you know. I give them stuff like they sang, give me the goat to drink water. Regular, rolling under. Give me the gold to drink water. Regular, rolling under. Give me the gold to drink water. Regular, rolling under. Give me the gold to drink water. Regular, rolling under. Give me the gold to drink water. I don't want no good for snow water. Give me the gold. I don't want no gold for snow water. Give me the gold. She died at all. Say, I don't want that gourd. Don't give me any gourd. You see, he couldn't say it. He said, yeah, thank you. Okay. They ought to tell me about the time I get started good when it says start. So here we go. You coming back to that thing? Everybody say, that everybody saying, that everybody saying, I'm a witness. I'm a witness. God bless you. I hope to see you soon.
Was used in the community, and I was thinking about another way that it worked most often for everybody, which was to entertain people, entertain the family at home. The folk music was passed down through families and communities before mass media, and like I said, people entertain themselves this way instead of watching TV or listening to the radio. And in about the 1920s, the string band became very popular. Now, the next group that's going to play for you didn't get to learn their music from their families. They were raised up with mass media, but they got interested in this music and went out into the mountains and visited a lot of people and began to learn to play fiddle and banjo, and originally began to work from a sort of string band arrangement, and then began to write some of their own songs in that style, just as Nimrod, for instance, and Johnny do songs in their traditional style as well. So now I'd like for you to meet the Red Clay Ramblers.
Boyens to come up and dance a little bit during this first one. It's an old dance tune called Susan Anagow. Thank you. had all kinds of songs here today. Work songs, play songs, religious songs. We haven't had a song yet that takes up both of the burning issues in the song we're about to do. I know that just from reading the local papers that both of these issues are very hot in the White Springs area. So it's important that we do a song today concerning women's liberation and chicken stealing preachers. There is only one such song, and of course, we'd like to settle the issue right now. In fact, I'd like to have no more talk about it at all after this one. Naturally, such a song would be called the Hen House Blues. One, two, three.
You don't stand no show to catch, no respectable preacher man. What do I care for your knives or your guns or your bulldogs or your butts? Just keep on sitting while the preacher is creeping out here and you never wake up. Beds will have to make up. Just go back to bed was the word he said. I don't care if I never wake up.
Well, we'd like to do a song now that two of our members of the band, Tommy Thompson and Mike Craver. Tommy's the guy behind the banjo. We call him Uncle Wide Load. And Mike Craver over there on the 88s. They wrote this song about a year ago, and it's about both their childhood, sort of, growing up, respectively, in Jacksonville, Florida, and Lexington, North Carolina. And they were surprisingly similar. It's about going out and parking. People used to do that back in the old days, and a lot of trouble that they get into, or the hero of the song gets into, anyway. And the hero is called Ace.
She means the business when she flirts. So I polished up the Chevy with the fender skirts. Hopped in the car and I stepped on the gas. I was laying down rubber on the old bypass. Out a window she did creep, headed on out for a lover's leap. Made a detour by the barbecue shack. I put 12 cold beers on ice in her back. Found us a spot in the twilight zone when the light of the police shone. And he said, oh, jackleg, you got the goods on you, and you're sweet in too. I caught you in your car with the stars in your eyes and your brains in the bottom of your shoe. You're a hot dog, ain't you now?
folks. Big bow wow, got fuzz on your face. You're the ace with a sweaty brow. Saxophones are crooning on the radio, and the moon was hanging low. Fingernails tapping on the window pane. There was a great big boyfriend, Wayne.
And he said,
oh, you ice cream, you got the goods on you. And my sweetie too, I caught you in your car with the stars in your eyes and your brains in the bottom of your shoes. You're a hot dog, ain't you now? You're the Bulldogs, big bow wow. Got fuzz on your face, you're the ace with a sweaty brow. She was ready for a little sport. Tripped on the rug and spilled my coke in her hair. Split the seat up, my pants put my foot through a chair.
She said, oh, you milk good, you had enough of you. And you Chevy too, go home in your car with the stars in your eyes and your brains in the bottom of your shoe. You're a hot dog, ain't you now? You're the Bulldogs, big bow wow. Got fuzz on your face, you're the ace with a sweaty brow.
Most requested vocal numbers now. It's an instrumental called Forked Deer.
for you. Thank you a lot for coming out. And hope we see you again sometime. This is an old hymn. Comes from a shape note hymnal. And it's called White.
Charms of earth, farewell, your springs of joy are dry. My soul now seeks another.